go right back to the phones. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Are you there, Tom?
Yes. Just a couple days ago, an acquaintance of mine that I know is about 60, pretty good health, about 180 pounds, recreating with the family, and he fell against a building, and his arm went out to catch himself, and it hit a window. The glass broke, and it severed his arm to the bone. And they were able, not severed, they severed everything down to the bone.
Yep.
And he's been in the hospital. They surgically reattached everything they could, but they're not real confident as to how much usage he's going to get back. I was thinking that what he could do at the very least would be nucleotides, Circuzyme, and maybe even nerve complex.
I would say all of the above, yes.
Can we recommend the dosages?
Immediately. Well, you know, he's going to need a high dose. So, you know, 4 to 6 nucleotides, I'd say every 4 hours. The Circuzyme is going to be very critical, and nerve complex for the reattachment and minimal scarring effect in that tissue. He's going to need, you know, probably 4 to 6 Circuzyme every meal. He's probably going to need nerve complex, maybe 6 a meal. And Lord willing, as soon as the thing is scar is knitted, he could begin mud packing it, but I would mud pack his hand several times.
Even before the rest is healed?
Absolutely, immediately, because there's no scar on the hand. He can mud pack the hand. Then the scar on the upper part of the arm, as the wound knits, he can begin to pack it right away.
So mud packing the hand right away, even before the surgery is finished healing, has some benefit.
Dramatic benefit.
Oh, my goodness.
I did a lady who had the hand severed completely off, and they reattached it and told her the thumb would not probably ever function. And we gave her about 60 nerve complex a day, and we used probably 30 nucleotides, 32 nucleotides a day, and we mud packed each finger, and then came up and mud packed right up to the scar near the wrist, and kept doing that. And she has full movement and use of the hand, and all fingers test on.
That's wonderful. I heard you talk one time about a crushed hand or finger, and you talked about Circuzyme, like 40 Circuzyme.
The first time, it was very funny, I was not having a good day, and this lady kept insisting and insisting and insisting. And finally, I pick up the phone, I'm an hour and a half late, I'm in Santa Monica, and she tells me what's happened to her husband, who's only 18 or 19.
Was a crushed what?
She said, he was in a construction accident. And, you know, his hand was so smashed, and she said they were going to amputate it, but she told the doctor, I got to talk to this guy, and then you can amputate it, if that's what he says. And I said, give it 4 hours. And in 4 hours, the circulation was so much better that they began working on it.
Well, how much did he take?
40 Circuzyme an hour.
Every hour, 40 Circuzyme per hour while he was awake.
Well, he was awake in sheer agony.
Oh, yes.
And
did she do it?
The doctor decided, yeah, he did it, and the doctor decided at the end of the 4 hours, he said, no matter what, I either have to amputate it or I have to work on it. And at the end of the 4 hours, it was savable, according to him, with the circulation that was there. So that
amazing.
Was a really crummy day turned out wonderful.
In a case like that, when a doctor, a surgeon sees that, did you ever hear what his reaction was to this? Because a lot of doctors just...
They don't give one darn. Remember, they are in a situation where they have to deliver standard of care. If they don't, they lose the ticket.
Oh.
So as long as there's some blood flow in exchange, he's within the guidelines to surgically attempt to repair the hand. If there's no circulation and he attempts to repair the hand, he can lose his license. These guys are under a lot of heat that the public doesn't understand. You know, I was 27 years with a medical doctor, and I can tell you the first question that would always come in her mind is, can I get sued for this? Okay? And, you know, she teaches in a med school now. She doesn't want to practice anymore because she's just sick of the concern. And I would say this guy's in the same boat, you know?
I guess what I'm not clear on is whether the doctor would have been pleased and impressed that the hand ended up being savable when he didn't think that it was.
As the guy's wife said to me, he didn't care which way it went.
Even after the fact?
Nope, didn't give a damn.
Paycheck.
That was her exact words.
It's a paycheck thing, isn't it?
Well, no, it's license. It's the ticket. Can you imagine you work 20 years to get a ticket, and if you do the wrong thing with this guy, you lose your ticket? It's not like you know, these guys are not bad guys. There's a lot of rules that they've been locked into. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got to get out of here.
Thanks a lot, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.